In holy baptism, Richard Robert Silvestro was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection."
A huge multitude that no one could count stood before the throne and before the Lamb,
clothed in white robes with palms in their hands.
And they shouted aloud,
"Salvation belongs to our God upon the throne and to the Lamb."
Oh, rejoice in the Lord, you righteous.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
A huge number, that multitude that no one could count, stood before the throne and before the Lamb,
clothed in white robes, with palms in their hands.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you were dead. Now you are alive forever. Strengthen us who must die soon, so that we turn from our sins and follow you through this world, and then follow on through death into life everlasting. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of Job, the 19th chapter. "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he shall stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
"Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
He leadeth me beside the still waters.
He restoreth my soul.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life,
and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
A reading from the Revelation of Jesus Christ to St. John, the 21st chapter. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand. Alleluia, alleluia, Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead.
To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter.
Glory be to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
change and tears are past. All safe and blessed, we shall meet at last. Such is our hope. Dear Pat, family, friends of Rick Silvestro, grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life. It seemed like Rick could do just about anything. In the obituary, Pat, you recalled his can-do attitude, his creativity, and his sense of humor. When I think of Rick, that's also what comes to my mind. That and his old dump truck. On a few occasions, he used his truck to help get ready for our annual living nativity. He'd bring it down, he'd pick up hay, he'd help move our set around. He was always happy to lend a hand, and it seemed like he always had a cheerful attitude as he would do it. The only question, of course, with the dump truck was whether it would be running or not. And if it wasn't running, you know where you'd find him, under the hood or crawling beneath to fix it. Though I don't know for sure, Pat, you could tell me, and Robert, Joanne, and Ree, you can confirm it. I suspect that Rick didn't spend all that much time sitting around. I think he was very active in what he would do. And then came the Lewy body dementia. Pat, you saw the early signs of it, but you weren't quite sure what was happening. What a nightmare that turned out to be. Especially for someone with his energy and his intellect. How hard it was to watch him go from being that living, lively man with all his talents and his interests, taking care of his beloved horses, to lying in a bed and being only able to smile and maybe say hello. And there's no doubt that it was hard for him too. But those eyes and that smile of his. Often when I visited him at Fitchburg Healthcare, I'd still see this eager brightness emanating from him, even with all he had to endure. In some ways, I think it was harder for you, Pat, than it was for him. When so much was taken from him, there were still a few precious things that Rick clung to. His smile, as I said, that didn't go away. And the love of his family, I know that he treasured the visits he had a couple of times, I think, in the last 5 to 10 years down to New York. The love of his wife, Pat. It would have been your 30th wedding anniversary next month. You told me that yours was the first wedding here in this sanctuary. Those chairs on the side were in the center, and you and Rick sat in them. You also told me that you met contra dancing in Peterborough. And maybe all the family know this, but you said that you didn't learn much from him that night because he was concentrating on his dancing. You picked up something about him turning lights on and off, so you thought he was a janitor. And then you said it all became clear when you were invited on your first date with him to the spring musical. You walked in and everyone was greeting him and calling him professor. And you learned that he was a teacher and a technical director in the theater department, and that he was responsible for a lot of what went on at that spring musical. He couldn't have asked for a more devoted wife. For all the time you spent with him over the last couple of years, Pat, you could have been on staff at the nursing home. And then there was his faith in Jesus. That couldn't be taken from him either. It was a quiet faith. Rick was, in many ways, a quiet man, energetic and lively, but not the center stage. He liked being in the background. Before his health failed, Rick and Pat were here at church almost every Sunday. Sickness could take away his body and his mind. Sickness eventually made it impossible for him to be here. Sickness ended his life. But sickness couldn't take away Jesus. Risen from the dead, Jesus is Lord of life. And he doesn't bow down to dementia. He doesn't take orders from death. He gives orders to death. He tells dementia it will come to an end. With that in mind, I tried to visit Rick every month. I would go just for a short visit, maybe 20 minutes. I'd read to him from the Bible. I'd speak to him the words of Jesus. I'd sing to him the hymns and the liturgy of the church. When I could, I gave him Holy Communion, the living, life-giving body and blood of Jesus Christ. And in this way, Jesus was there with him. Dementia, yes. Sickness, yes. Body failing, yes. But Jesus there as well. And as Rick confessed Jesus as his Lord, his good shepherd, so the Lord Jesus claimed Rick as his own, one of the sheep of his pasture. Having gone through the valley of the shadow of death, when he hung on the cross, Jesus led his own dear Rick through that valley early last Tuesday and ushered him into heaven. Rick did so much for others, and many of you know what he did far better than I do. I hope that you'll share those stories downstairs in your time together during the luncheon following the committal. He did so much for others, but the time came when he couldn't do, when he had to rely on others doing for him. Though he could build, though he could create and construct, he ended his life with a promise of what Jesus had said he was doing. He ended his life with the promise of what finally matters. When Jesus said, "Rick, you've done a lot in your life, but in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." This was the promise that Rick clung to. Not that he had done or made or achieved so much in his life, but that Jesus had made a promise to prepare a place for him. And so he did. Jesus prepared a place for Rick. A place for Rick to be with him forever. And he's prepared a place for you as well. If you'll listen to him, trust in him, and follow where he leads. As he said, "Believe in God, believe also in me." You may sit here wondering, well, what do I have to do? And the answer is, the answer that Rick knew and confessed, it's done. He did it. And it's free. Believe. And this promise is yours as well. As Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. But through me, you come to the Father," as Rick has. All of this is grounded in the fact that Jesus is risen from the dead and the fact that he has promised that same resurrection and life to those who believe in him. We heard the reading from Job. If you know the story of Job, you know that he was a man who suffered much. He lost his worldly possessions. His children were killed, and he himself was afflicted with sickness. Friends told him he must have done something really terrible. His wife told him to curse God and die. But this is what Job said: "I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin and flesh has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself and not another." Rick believed. We believe that Jesus died and on the third day rose again. And this is the reason why we have hope in the midst of death. This is why that even when we have a funeral and the tears flow and the sorrow is real, it does not get the final word. Jesus gets the last word. We believe that Rick's body, though we will lay it in the cemetery today, we believe that on the last day when Jesus comes again in glory in a way that every eye will see and every knee will bow, we believe that he will raise Rick's body from the dead. and body and soul reunited, he will live in the new heavens and the new earth that were promised. We heard about that promise as well. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, because the first heaven and the first earth, this fallen creation with sin and death, had passed away. I saw a holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, like a bride adorned for her husband, like your wedding day. And I heard a loud voice saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God." And he gave this promise: he will wipe away every tear. And not just as the tears are flowing, he's going to take away the cause of sorrow itself. And death shall be no more. There will be no mourning. There will be no crying. There will be no pain. There will be no Lewy body dementia, for the former things have passed away. But there will be Jesus, and there will be Rick, and there will be resurrection and life for all who believe in him. For Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. In his name, amen. Please stand. The peace that passes all understanding now guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. raised Jesus from the dead.
Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give to the family of Richard and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Dear Lord Jesus, hear your disciples as we pray, for we long to leave and be with you, which is far better. When we are with you, we need nothing else on earth, but we are always with you. You lead us by the hand, you guide us with your counsel, and afterward you will take us into glory. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. How beautiful is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! Our souls long, they ache for the courts of the living God. We shall be satisfied when we awake to see your face. Until then, as you have taught us, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
Now, Lord, you dismiss your servant in peace, as you have promised. For my eyes have seen the salvation you prepared before the face of all people, a light to enlighten the Gentiles, and glory.
Now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Blessed Lord Jesus, God and Savior, we thank you for every earthly gift you gave to Richard in this world, from life itself to the love of those who are gathered here now, and for every gift, earthly and heavenly, that you gave to us through him, especially through his life as a husband and brother. But above all, we thank you that you loved him and carried his sins in your own body on the cross, and that you rose from your grave to find him, and through your church held out to him your wounded hands, and through your word and sacraments gave him forgiveness of all his sins and eternal life. O Christ, judge and master of us all, grant that all of us who loved him here may now look to your love, that we may grasp your hands scarred for us, and believe and receive your forgiveness. Give each of us grace to follow you in this life, that each of us may also leave this life with you and enter the paradise prepared for those who love you. Amen.
Blessed be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.